Wow.
Picture taken with it.
This is the very best computer ever designed. Runs open source BIOS, open source software. It's cool. It got airs. A nice small keyboard.
Too small.
Too small for us.
I keep wishing I was 6 years old and my fingers fit a little better.
Yeah.
I usually just SSH into it from my workstation because it's less painful. But I've gotten used to it now, but for a long time I've always made so many typing mistakes. It's just too close.
Yeah.
My fingers are too fat. I gotta fix something because I did so many demos yesterday, it screwed up the web browser.
Audio? This is the back. Could you please rotate the display for us? Yeah. You see, it becomes a small book with airs, of course. And you can turn the display. Yeah. It's got new RAM. New RAM. And you can also.
It's a little slow, so sometimes you punch buttons too fast.
You can Google upside down.
Yeah, I feel like that coding anyway some days. Basically, you've got the camera program. Here, we'll take a picture of the camera with the camera.
Yeah.
It has no swap, and it's running a compressed file system, so it's a little slow to launch while it uncompresses and loads everything. Here we go. Chug.
Let's smile. Here it is. Yeah. And it's also a very good camera. Hello. Hi, Mom.
Actually, the new version is even better than this. There's some driver issues in this.
Even better.
Yeah. You know, it's a work. I mean, this is a beta unit.
Are you one of the developers?
Yeah.
Thank you.
In fact, actually, this is a V1 unit, so there's only a couple hundred of these on the planet, I think, right now. We just made a couple thousand for V2 testing to come out sometime in the next couple week or so.
I hope I can have one for myself.
I wouldn't quote me on the scheduling and stuff, but there's definitely plans to make a slightly bigger version with a faster drive, memory, and hard drive that will be generally available. You buy one for yourself and one that's donated to a child. It would be like $400 or $500 instead. And we have to build a bigger machine anyway for the teachers, so that it's more like a fileless server in the classroom. So we'll just clean that up, take the green off, and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, there's so much going on now, we can't really think of that far ahead.